At Armstrong, your connectivity is backed by local technicians, our 24-7 network operations team, and our 24-7 customer service center. Armstrong, unmatched employees, unmatched customer care, unmatched fiber network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Armstrong in the Loop podcast. I'm your host, Seth Prentice. And today, I'm excited to have a very special guest from the Glade Run Lake Conservancy in Middlesex Township. Board of Director member Lisa Busa is with us today. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Every year it seems like I'm able to get someone to come on from Glade Run Lake Conservancy. Sometimes it's Siggy, sometimes it's Carly. So it's always an honor of mine. And I love the Conservancy and everything out there. So thank you so much for just joining us and excited to talk about some new things today.
Thank you. Yes.
So why don't we kick off for some of our listeners that may have never heard about you. What is the Glade Run Lake Conservancy?
Okay, so the Glade Run Lake Conservancy in 2011, the lake was needed to be drained. During a routine inspection, they found a large crack in the dam. So the state didn't have the money. They were estimating about $4 million, I think, to repair that because they could not do that. They chose to drain it. So concerned residents, local community members and neighbors, they decided they didn't want to see the lake disappear. So a grassroots organization was formed shortly after that, and fundraising began to bring the lake back. So in 2014, Governor Corbett and the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission committed the remaining funds needed to restore the lake. The restoration began and fish habitat was created. In 2017, the lake was refilled and the community was once again able to enjoy the lake and surrounding property. So now that it's restored, our goal is to continue to protect and, improve the lake and protect its 2,000 acre watershed.
No, and you've done such an incredible job out there. You've started to do events with the community, kind of branding yourself of, hey, take a look at all of our hard work that's paid off, and you're continuing to expand on the grounds that is the lake.
Yes, yes.
So it's a gorgeous area, and I highly recommend everyone go out, visit, hike, bike, fish, kayak, you name it. That's what this is here for, and to enjoy the wildlife and to take care of what we have, as we could easily lose places like this. Mm-hmm. So my main question to you is, how did you get involved?
So I actually joined fall of 2020. A friend of mine who was already on the board, she had mentioned that they wanted to expand the board a little bit and were looking for some people. And she knew that I volunteer with various, nature organizations. And she knew that I was already visiting the lake, picking up fishing line and things from time to time. So she thought I would just be a good fit. So I met the other members and, began, doing what I could to kind of pitch in and we all have different strengths that we bring to the table. And so I just kind of jumped right in and started doing some things that I felt were important.
And talk about joining a crazy time, right? It's a yes. Pandemic, but the nice part about the lake is you're outdoors. So, Guess what? We all social distance when we're, outdoors and not on top of one another at a lake. So,
the lake got very, very busy during the pandemic. A lot of people were out enjoying recreation. Yeah. So it was a very important place to have in the community at that time.
No, for sure. Hey, a little birdie informed me that you created a new speaker series coming, here in a couple of weeks, it'll kick off. But talk to us more about this new series and how and when people can get involved and come out.
Yes. So we are at the lake. We are starting an educational nature series. It is sponsored by Armstrong. Thank you very much. So it is free to the public. Obviously, donations are always welcome and accepted, but we wanted to offer this free to the public so they could come in and just get interested in the lake. It actually runs May through October. So it's starting next month. It's going to be one educational program a month. They are going to be interactive, family friendly for all ages. But mostly we wanted to bring more interest to the lake by educating the public on why this natural resource is so important. It's more than just a fishing lake. It's a sanctuary for wildlife. So once people understand how valuable that is, I think they're more inclined to protect it. And you create this connection between people and nature, and that creates a respect for nature. So we really wanted to just educate the public and make it fun and have people enjoy the lake.
Have you done this previously anywhere else that you've been involved with, or is this something new that you just thought of, hey, this might be a great idea to connect ourselves with the general public?
Yes, I do. I'm actually a volunteer with Wild Bird Recovery. It's a wild bird rehab in Valencia. Ah. I've been with them for about 13 years. And so for the most of the time, we were just a rehab, but we have in the past year or so really grown into being an educational nature center as well. So we do homeschool series, we do summer camps. And so that kind of, you know, I wanted to sort of bring that into the lake as well.
That's really cool. All right. So why don't we kick off and learn what will be the first topic and date of the first speaker series?
Yeah. So our speakers are masters in their fields. We have the six programs. The first one is May 11th. It's a Wednesday. It's going to be in the evening at 6:00. State game warden Travis O'Neill is going to come. He's going to talk about Pennsylvania black bears. So he's going to just, you know, discuss how the game commission plays a part in the tagging and research, and we're making it family friendly. You know, we're going to have a child's craft afterwards. If there's children that are attending that want to, you know, make some bear related, you know, crafts. So that's probably going to last maybe about an hour, but of course it all just depends on, you know, we have a question and answer session. So as much as people want to learn and get involved, we'll just continue to talk about that. The next one is June 3rd. That's a Friday at 7:00. And we have naturalist and herpetologist April Claus. She's going to be talking about how to leap into herpetology. So she will actually bring live reptiles and amphibians, snakes and things that people can touch. So that'll be very exciting. She will talk about those. And then we're going to follow it with a walk around the lake to search for some of the animals. So she said, bring your boots, your nets, and your enthusiasm. So
kids will love that. Let me tell you.
I know. Yes. Now, July 9th, Saturday morning at 10:30, we have naturalist and entomologist master's student, Julia Schwerking. So she's going to be talking all about insects. I've been to her programs through some of the other organizations that I'm in. She brings live insects. So she will bring caterpillars, sometimes praying mantises, some beetles that maybe you've never really seen, you know, just some really unique things. So that should be exciting as well. And she'll just talk about, you know, why insects are important. August 18th, Thursday, that's at 7:00. We have National Aviary's ornithologist, Bob Mulvihill. So he'll be coming out to do a bird walk and talk. And essentially it's the birding basics. He's going to teach you how to properly use binoculars. We're going to walk around the property, you know, search for birds, learn how to identify them. By, you know, sight and sound.
That's really cool.
Yeah. And then September 8th, Thursday evening at 5:30, environmental professor from Chatham University, Linda M.K. Johnson, she's going to do a tree identification walk and talk. So she's going to walk around, teach you how to identify different tree species, learn some fun facts about those. And the last one will be October 22nd. It's a Saturday at 5:30. And that is going to be the educators from Stormy Oaks Nature Conservancy, which is where Wild Bird Recovery is located. And they're going to talk about things that go bump in the night. So owls, opossums, other nocturnal animals. And they will also bring some live owls with them. So
oh, wow.
They have some ambassador animals that, you know, live on the property with them. And so they will be bringing those. So a lot of exciting topics, and I'm really looking forward to, you know, everyone coming out and just enjoying these educational series.
And, you know, just to highlight and remind people, registration is not required. Once again, these are all Yeah, all free to attend. You know, I will put all the dates and times and topics inside the show notes. But if you're also looking for it, please visit the Glade Run Lake Conservancy Facebook page or their website, which will also be in the show notes, as you keep that up to date really well.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. And, you know, you mentioned that it is sponsored by Armstrong. We actually partnered this through our Antlers and Anglers program to celebrate the great outdoors, from hunting and fishing to hiking and water sports, you know, something for every outdoor enthusiast. So we just recently have rebranded it, gave it a great shiny new look to it. So I thought it was quite clever to join this brand new look and feel to Antlers and Anglers with this brand new speaker series. And boy, don't they mesh quite well together.
Perfectly. Yes.
Yeah, no, this is great. And, you know, I'm hoping that this is successful enough, because I think that you have enough here that you could continue doing these speaker series for years to come. You know, maybe it's not the same topics each year, and maybe you come back and revisit a couple of these, because I really do think, you know, insects, birds, you know, the tree ID, you know, some of that stuff you could easily do year after year. But I've had the experience back when I used to run the TV channel down in Connellsville to actually go out with the game commission and tag a black bear. And I was nose to nose with a camera, you know, as we're tagging. Yeah. And it was just one of those experiences. If you've never heard about how the game commission does this, or gotten to see it, you know, hands-on experience with it, it's something amazing to be seen.
Yes, it's definitely something that when we realized we only had six programs, because it was once a month, we're like, what, how are we going to choose? Because a lot of us on the board had contacts with various people, and there were so many topics, and we wanted to talk about all of them. And so I'm sure there will be things that pop up throughout the year that we just, you know, okay, now we're going to do a guided wildflower walk, or, you know, someone's going to talk about bats, or, you know, we'll do other things probably throughout the year as opportunities arise.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, this is fantastic. And I really want this to be, you know, super successful, because it only encourages more events to come out to the lake. And, you know, speaking of, you actually have a very exciting event coming up here on April 30th. And it's something that just started last year, and feel free to share with our listeners.
Yes. Yeah, so April 30th, Saturday, it's going to be our second annual youth fishing derby. It's Dawn to Dusk, and it's sponsored by Armstrong as well. Thank you. And ages 12 and under. So it's $10 to register. And it is actually going to be online. You download the Fish Donkey app to register. You search for Glade Run Lake Youth Fishing Derby to sign up. And then it's a catch photo release. So you take photos of the fish, you know, the child holding the fish on the bump board, and then you upload the photo to the app. So there is a live leaderboard, so you'll know if you need to keep fishing to hold onto that top spot. There's prizes in three categories in each age group. So we have the 7 and under and the 8 to 12. And then the prizes, the categories, we have Grand Slam, which is a trout, sunfish, and bass combo. We have the largest sunfish in length. And we have stringer of three largest sunfish in length. So we also are going to have burritos by Brett. That food truck is going to be coming from 11 to 1:30. He is generously donating 10% of his sales back to us.
Oh, nice.
So if you're coming out to the lake, make sure you grab lunch, support a local business who in turn then is supporting us. So yeah, it should be a fun day.
Now all you need is great weather, because yes. As we're recording today, it's snowy and 35 degrees in the middle of April. But no, I know that you guys had a great turnout last year for this, and I'm only hoping that it's even double the size, triple the size, because I think a lot more people are wanting to get out, and it's great to see kids participating in fishing and wanting to be outdoors instead of on a device.
Yes, that's absolutely correct.
All right. So I do have to ask, and I'm hoping you can answer this for me. What is a sunfish?
Yes. Oh, you're asking me a question I don't know the answer to. So there are different panfishes. So there's sunfish, bluegill, pumpkin seed. Yeah. Yeah, so it's just a type. It's just one of those species of panfish.
Okay. I guess, you know, maybe my whole entire childhood, We just always called him bluegill, and you know, it could have been a sunfish. All right.
Yeah.
Well, hey.
It's kind of like an interchangeable, you know, name. So yeah.
Well, you know, you taught me something today, so we've already been successful. I think my last biggest question here is, you know, you're doing a lot. The whole entire board's doing a lot. Why are you guys doing so much at the lake? You know, what is the true mission here?
Yeah, it's just, it's such a gem in this community. I don't think people realized how much they missed it until it was gone. And since we brought it back, we just have so many visitors to the lake. I mean, everyone loves it, whether it's fishing, birding, hiking. It's such a special place. And it's like you said, it's just beautiful. I go there just to wildlife watch and walk around and take pictures. And I'm just blown away every time I go by the scenery. You know, it's just such a beautiful place. And we want to make sure that it stays there for our children, our grandchildren, their children, you know, that it just remains a special place. So, yeah.
No, it's truly a gem of the community that many people don't even realize. When today I talked to them, they're like, "Oh, you mean the place down in Zealy?" I said, no, that's the school. You know, this is actually a lake out, you know, out there. So, you know, I, you know, applaud the efforts that you and the rest of the board are making, as, you know, you're doing a great job. And we only hope that, you know, you're able to continue and grow this for many, many years to come. Anything else that you'd like to share with us, Lisa, before we wrap up today?
I guess not necessarily. I just invite people to come out to the lake. We have, again, if you're a bird watcher, through eBird, there has been 179 different species of birds documented at the lake. So whether they live there, breed there, migrate, stopping ground, you know, it's just an amazing place. No matter if you love nature, just come visit. You won't regret it.
No, and that's it. So, you know, once again, we'll put all the information, you know, the Glade Run Lake Conservancy.org website, the Facebook page, as well as all the information and details about this upcoming nature series that kicks off on Wednesday, May 11th. Pennsylvania Black Bears, you're not going to want to miss this at 6 o'clock. I guarantee it, because it will be an experience of a lifetime. And if you have children, come out on Saturday, April 30th, as, you know, the Youth Fishing Derby comes back, and it's going to be bigger and better than last year.
Yes. Yep. We are looking forward to it.
Well, Lisa, thank you for joining us today. I will be out there. I hope to see you out at the lake sometime soon, and look forward to the speaker series later this year.
Thank you for having me.
For Armstrong in the Loop podcast, I'm Seth Prentice, keeping you in the loop.
Are you enjoying Armstrong in the Loop podcast? Great news. All past and current episodes are available on popular streaming apps and websites. Search Armstrong in the Loop podcast and subscribe today.
When it comes to internet service, you get it all with Zoom from Armstrong. There's unlimited data for unlimited downloads, low latency for seamless streaming and gaming, plus an unmatched fiber network for speeds that can't be beat. Find out for yourself. Go to armstrongonewire.com/zoom and get high-speed internet for as low as $34.95 a month. No contracts, no hidden fees, just internet made easy. That's Zoom internet from Armstrong.